Hello, listener. I'm Craig Stepp, and this is my podcast, Look What I Found. This is episode 169 and day one of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2019. Thank you for joining me. And I'm not going to do this all the whole Dog Days of Podcasting, but I am going to do this for part of it. I got a couple other things I want to change it up during the middle of it. So stay tuned for that. But anyway, I'm going to continue talking about my comic books. I did this last year. I randomly selected comics out of my book. I got a couple of boxes full of comic books here. A lot of them are older. Very old. And so I'm going to spend some time, looking over them, describing them, talking about them a little bit. And, I know last year, I produced a Star Trek one with some voices, from Chuck and, Clinton. And I want to do that again. And I'm going to see if I can pull that off at least a couple of times. Cause I had a good time. That was fun to listen back to it. I love producing those kind of things. And we did a lot of that on Technorama. I haven't done that in quite a while for Technorama, but we produced, you know, skits and stuff with sound effects. And we did even in the Friends in Tech, all that kind of stuff. We put together holiday specials with sound effects, lots of voices. It does take a lot of work. The one with Chuck and Clinton, I kind of buzzed through it a little quicker because it was just three people doing voices, not 15 like or more like some of those other productions. So I want to do a couple more this year. Anyway, enough with that. So tonight I pull out, it is a Spider-Man comic book sorter. Actually, it's The Man Called Nova. So it's about Nova. He's face to face with Spider-Man. This is episode. This is issue 12. It's 30 cents. And it is from 1977. The print is not exactly clear on this. It's a little bit light, but it doesn't matter nonetheless. So Nova is heading over to go visit his uncle. And lo and behold, as he shows up in the town where his uncle's at, it turns out his uncle was murdered. And of course, Peter Parker is there. Peter Parker is studying in his library because of it had, I think he said he had some great physics books and Dr. Connors told him to go there. So he goes and he's reading the books and stuff. Anyway, this guy named Photon shows up, blasts his way into the house and goes and kills, Ryder, which is Nova's uncle. So he goes in there and kills him. And then there's a whole thing where Nova, is kind of going ape crazy, accusing Peter Parker of murdering his uncle because he's there in the library. He was also knocked out. And then, of course, Peter goes after the guy that's running around in the woods. So I don't know how Spider-Man's using his webs, but he changes into Spider-Man and he's chasing after this guy. And Nova goes in there. And then Nova's like, hey, I know Spider-Man is not exactly a hero. At least that's what I've been reading. So he could be a hero and could be not a hero. Could be a hero or maybe not. Maybe that's the better way to say it. So he goes in, fist blazing, and accuses Spider-Man of killing his uncle. Well, this guy's just out to frame anybody. So anyway, they kind of work out their differences and they come to the conclusion that Photon had killed his uncle because he wanted an invention or some technology and Dr. Ryder was not willing to come forward with it. And there was a conspiracy with some other guys there and Photon to actually get that from him. So that's where the comic book came from. And it's pretty good. I should state, I want to give credit where credit is due. Now, this book was written by Marv Wolfman and the artists are Sal Bashima and Frank Giachoka. Okay, we'll just go with that. Shut up, Chuck. Lettering was from Joe Rosen, and colorist was Glennis Wynn. I like the art. It's very, you know, 70-ish. Got that 70s look to all the characters. You know, they're all kind of posing all the time and, you know, like they're ready to beat somebody up or jump or something. Even the people standing around holding a pipe, looks like he's about to do something. But in these old books, not only is the story and the art front and center, and actually this is a bigger book. This had, how many pages does this have? I'm trying to see. It's like I haven't held a comic book before. I'm trying to drop it. This had 31 pages, which I thought was kind of amazing. But I love the ads, and I mentioned these before. So we had Spalding on the back cover with Rick Berry and Dr. J. They're talking with the kids and about dunking the ball. Then right inside the cover, there's two ads for weightlifting stuff. There's a super bodybuilding course, which you can purchase. Let's see. I'm trying to see how much it was for. I don't see how much. Send 25 cents to help cover postage. It's free. Well, it says free on it. There's complete fishing outfits. What was that other one? There was one I thought was kind of interesting. Oh, yeah. Star Trek Lives presenting Voyage 1 of the official Star Trek poster magazine. Poster magazine. It's 10 bucks. $1 for the maiden voyage and $10 for each additional voyage. A bunch of posters. I used to get I remember magazines had Star Wars posters in them. And I remember a big one of Darth Vader, stuff like that. But this is back in this late 70s when we went to the comic book shop. Anyway, where's it at? There's ads for buy and sell comics. There's a pseudo Thor selling stuff. Slim Jim. No, that's a comic book staple back in the day. Slim Jim snacks. So you can get your hands all greasy as you're reading your comics. So anyway, there you go. That was the other ad I was thinking of. It was you can fly Spider-Man, which really it's a glider and you have a handheld thing in one hand with a rubber band and you pull the glider back and it's supposed to fly. And I see, not only do I see Spider-Man, I see Batman, Superman, and Captain America. So we're crossing the channel, crossing the divide there for superheroes. And on the opposite page is an ad for Shooters and Statues. Shooters and Statues. So it's a dart gun that you strap to your wrist. And of course, there's stand-ups of, I see Daredevil, Hulk, Captain America, Spider-Man, Iron Man, and Thor, and you can shoot them with your shooter. So there you go. The Man Called Nova, Face to Face with Spider-Man. It's episode 12, and that's it for me. Thank you. Good night.
I want to thank you for listening. If you want to catch up with me, you can find me on Facebook, Google+, or Twitter. And you can find links for all that and more on my website at spindle.com. That's SPYNDLE. Thank you, and until next time.